The health and well-being of meatpacking workers has always been a socio-economic problem at root, says Matthew Wadiak, founder and CEO of Cook's Venture, a small Arkansas-based producer that sells pasture-raised chickens directly to consumers. The company hasn't had a COVID-19 case among the 200 employees at its processing plant in Oklahoma. One reason is that from the start of the pandemic, Cook's Venture provided lots of protective gear and reconfigured the plant to spread out the workers. But the bigger reason, Wadiak argues, is that the company pays better. His entry-level employees earn 20% more than other poultry workers in Oklahoma, enough for them to afford housing that's not overcrowded. When you're jammed into a group house, or as so many meat workers are, social distancing is almost impossible. Americans' desire to buy cheaper and cheaper food has a price in people's lives, Wadiak says. If we as a country were willing to pay 25 to 50 cents more for a pound of meat, wouldn't it be worth it to know a worker can make a living wage? That's not a question usually asked by this industry, whose workers are injured at twice the rate of other U.S. manufacturing employees and get sick on the job at 15 times the national average. Meat workers at plants throughout North America say managers treat them like disposable parts. At Cargill's High River Slaughterhouse outside of Calgary, where more than 900 of the beef plant's 2,200 workers contracted COVID-19 and one died, supervisors began trolling the plant in N95 masks and plastic face shields. Workers say it was weeks before they were given paper or even cloth face covers. Cargill spokesman Dan Sullivan says masks were provided to all employees once supplies were procured. At JBS USA's beef plant in the Texas Panhandle town of Cactus, the company didn't inform its 3,000 employees that a co-worker had gone home sick with suspected symptoms until 9 days later, when the test for COVID-19 came back positive, according to three plant employees. By that time, multiple workers were falling sick, yet for at least a week longer, managers continued to deny the plant had a serious outbreak and told sick workers not to discuss their diagnoses.